Sometimes you might like it, sometimes you might not like it.
No, there are times I really dislike it.
Yeah, but it's the free exchange of ideas.
It is, and that's what you don't get in most places, and that's why it's on so few stations in the United States.
Yeah.
And here we're asking for 81 people to support it. 81 people to support it in 8 minutes and 32 seconds, and the phones are just beginning to ring. I think people don't get it. They don't understand that we will rip it right off the air. 1-800-32, right off the air if you don't support it. If you don't want it, you don't get it.
Yeah.
We asked for 123 people. That's what we asked for, and we're down to 81?
Yeah.
Something is terribly wrong, Raymond.
Indeed, sir.
You know,
well, it's 2 o'clock now. They could be calling for Vox Pop.
These are sort of the they have to say that they're for alternative radio.
Yeah, you have to say it.
You have to say it and you have to mean it. And Murray looks like Murray needs to go out for a little walk soon. And I've had enough. Anonymous of New Paltz, New York, supporting alternative radio. Glad Ward Stone is back on the air. And Lynn Walker of Northfield, Massachusetts, supportive alternative radio in hope of the future and the order to find truth. Also loves news and information programs. And Joseph Gubernick of Pine Plains, New York. I support all radio in spite of Cranky Allen.
Well, you can be a little cranky.
Radio. Really?
Yes, you can be a little bit cranky.
Do you think?
Yeah,
1-800.
At times.
Well, I'm sorry then. I'm really sorry that I am. Okay, volunteers, could we keep it down, please? Thank you. And thank you very much for spending all this time with us. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. I hope you got some knitting done. Thank you. Bye. 1-800-329-2262. Okay, and Greg Rabuffo of Kingston, New York, just keep doing the good work that you guys do. $7,873, 7 minutes to do it in, folks. We need $1,000 a minute or we won't make it. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262. Everybody on a phone. It's been a good day so far, Raymond, and this could make it. This could make it right now. This could make us bring us up to the it could bring us up to the $200,000 mark.
Correct.
On day two in the middle of the day.
Pretty good.
1-800-323-9262. But we're going to need everybody to do what they can, and that means alternative radio has a chance here. Now look, folks, I'm deadly serious about this. Either yes or no. Either you want alternative radio or you don't. We should be rewarded for having it. You should be rewarded for having it. This is the time. You know what? I never told you how much to give, but remember, just because you're progressive doesn't mean you're poor. Dr. Anthony Blisco of Kingston, New York, in support of alternative radio on our station. I like it. And Suzanne Bishop of Boston Lake, supporting alternative radio. One just gave 20, one gave 100. It doesn't matter. Well, all you got to do is check in. We need 77 people at $100. We're falling behind. We need 1,000 a minute. Janet Wheeler Solero. Well, what do you think? Janet Wheeler, Solerick.
Yeah.
Solerick of Del Mar, New York. I pledge for alternative radio. Maggie Freeman of Dorset, Vermont, in support of alternative radio. Could not live without WAMC. 5 minutes to go, folks, and that's it. 5 minutes to go. Everybody on a phone. Okay, do we need some more people answering phones? Mitch, you... Okay. Okay, well, that's all you can do. It's all you can do.
That's all that Mitch can do.
Phone shui.
He's glaring at you now.
Well, he's mad.
I don't think he likes you
Mitch
very much.
I agree with you. I don't think he likes me.
Yep.
But that is not my fault. That's Mitch's fault. 1-800-323-9262. I didn't tell him to be mean. I'm nice. 1-800-323-9262.
After a fashion.
Yeah, do you think so?
We're after a couple of old fashions.
Well, but what do you think? Do you think I'm nice or do you think I'm not?
I think when it comes down to it, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
When you sum it all up.
At the very end of the day.
Yes, there is a core of goodness about you.
And
it's deep inside, but there is a core of goodness about you.
You're fired. 1-800-323-9262.
You see, that's what I thought.
1-800-323-9262. The art of speaking under one's breath. Ruth Boyer of Rhinecliff, New York, wants to get on the bus. You're getting on the bus here. And Megan Hasty of Barrytown, New York. This is for alternative radio. What's this bus thing?
John Stewart is doing the Rally to Restore Sanity in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October 30th. We have some WAMC charter buses through Yankee Trails. We'll be leaving The Yankee Trail Depot in Albany at midnight on October 30th. Stops can be made in the Catskills and Kingston. We arrive in Washington Metro Station approximately 8 a.m. You take the Metro to the rally at the National Mall. Bus will depart, head home approximately 5:30. One bus is full. We're working on bus two, and it's going to be a party.
And not only that, I can tell you something else, Raymond. In addition to all of that, you can have such fun in Washington during that day. You can go around. You can go to the Smithsonian. You can see the American art.
I've been. Yeah.
You've been. 1-800-323-9262. I don't think the cherry blossoms are out yet. 1-800-323-9262.
No.
No, that comes much later. And Douglas Wilson and Prudent Berry of Rowe, Massachusetts, big support of AR in This American Life. I'm the guy who had to write Alan postcards to stop calling Kenny a conservative because he isn't, and Alan did stop. 1-800-323-9262. You see, you never know what a postcard will bring. Alisa Mesbahi of Niskayuna, New York, votes for Alternative Radio. It's an important show. Alan knows that. Also in memory of her mom, Seal Garfinkel, who always fought the good fight. She loved like one candle. And Patrick O'Reilly of Troy, New York, in support of AR Radio and to redeem the good name of O'Reilly. Good point. Scott Pignatelli of Lenox, Massachusetts, from the great Pignatelli family, loves WAMC and Alternative Radio. 1-800-323-9262. 2 minutes to go. Oh, you're so close, but
yeah.
It doesn't look good.
Nope.
Doesn't look good. Okay.
Oh.
Max Randolph of Albany, New York, supports AR, which is his favorite, but believes we need the choice. Just returned from the One Nation rally. It was packed. 1-800-323-9262. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to go. 1-800-323-9262. We need 71 people in 2 minutes. Come on now. I can offer you nothing but the guarantee that, okay, now look, this isn't good. We started needing 123 people.
Yep.
We're down to needing 71 people. This isn't right. 1-800-323-9262. I need everybody who supports Alternative Radio to be on a phone. Now, give me a little something to work with, okay? Just give me a little something to work with.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. What we should do is between us and the next group who come on.
Yeah.
Joe and Selma, the A-team, we can play one good song. But I have to find out if they have it back there. I don't know. Do we have Joe Hill back there? No. Is Joe Hill back on the thing? Joe Hill back there?
You could sing a bit. He might know it.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night. Or we could do Leontine Price doing the Battle Hymn of the Republic. We played that before. Can you do that? Okay. Imagine everybody on Pennsylvania Avenue doing this. Okay. David Kinlan of Bern, New York. Thank you, David. And thank you to John. Oh, thanks to John from Albany. In support of Alternative Radio, we are in this together. I love it. Jack Gerard of Cheshire, Massachusetts, supporting AR. 1-800-323-9262. By the way, there's still some seats on the bus.
Yep. 1-800-323-$150 pledge.
Yep. 1-800-323-9262. Okay, so we're done with this. I think we can say safely that Alternative Radio is saved for yet another
Yay.
Year. And now we'll go and join Leontine Price as she sings us up the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Yes. This is Northeast Public Radio. WAMC FM 90.3 Albany. WRUN FM 90.3 Remsen Utica. WAMK 90.9 Kingston. WOSR 91.7 Middletown. WCEL 91.9 Plattsburgh. WCAN 93.3 Canajoharie. WANC 103.9 Ticonderoga. WAMQ 105.1 Great Barrington. WAMC AM 1400 Albany. And online at WAMC.org.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. I'm Joe Donahue.
I'm Selma Kaplan.
And you're the volunteers! Hello, good afternoon, how are you all?
Great.
Excellent, very good, they're very conversational, I like that. 1-800-323-
Now, if you thought you were working before, just wait until now.
Yes.
Because you know how those afternoons just fly by.
Writer's cramp is a-coming, my friends. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We actually have a lot of great, cool stuff to talk about, things to do. Is that awful?
Okay. No, it's great.
It's a great... You know, usually great is followed by this look.
No, it was a surprise. It was
that was
a
the sour look for those of you just listening to us on the radio.
1-800-323-9262. Of course, if you've been listening, we've been talking about alternative radio and the bus trip. We still have seats on the bus. If you are determined to go, you can ask for it. But right now, we have other stuff going on.
Other fish to fry.
How long have we been married, Joe?
It's been a long time, Selma. I believe this anniversary is wood.
Wood.
Yeah, I think it's wood.
A good anniversary. Wood.
Yes.
A woody word. Next year's anniversary is loam.
1-800-323-92.
I think only Ray Graff would know what I just did.
What did you just do?
It has to do with a Monty Python skit.
Yeah, okay, great. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262.
People to thank.
Yes, a lot of people to thank. And we begin with Eric Heller of Stony Creek, New York, LAAR, Alternative Radio. And he's going on the bus. Anonymous of Chatham, New York. Keep AR on the air. Otherwise, I'll just have to subscribe to more podcasts and listen to my local station, Wes. And Bradley Tryon of Richmond, Massachusetts, likes alternative radio, likes virtually everything the station does and offers. Thanks all here for doing a great job.
And let's see, Maggie Taylor of Sharon, Connecticut has checked in. We heard from Suzanne of Wingdale, New York. The trip is a trick-or-treat. Don't let the spin doctors trick you and treat yourself to exercising your freedom of speech. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We heard from Tom Swick of Chestertown, New York. Three people contributed money to Karl Rove, and he is doing damage to the progressive movement. Big business can now contribute unlimited funds anonymously to political campaigns. This station may be the only place that gives we the people a voice. And I guess they're for alternative radio. And let's see. I believe that is the pack here.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank I want to thank Patricia Zima of Slingerlands, New York, in support of Wardstone and Alternative Radio, and lots of other programs too. And Helen Moline of Stone Ridge, New York, likes to thank my present kitty cats and my deceased kitty cats and doggies. All right. There you go. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800. Hopefully there aren't too many deceased. 1-800-323-9262.
And Anonymous of Scotia, New York says, we love alternative radio. How much does it cost the station again?
Alternative radio?
I don't believe alternative radio costs the station. I believe alternative radio is offered free, which is, you know, kind of the alternative radio policy. Unlike
yes.
National Public Radio, which for which we pay over $700,000 a year.
That's right.
That wasn't a value judgment. That was just the fact.
No.
Just the facts, ma'am.
No, that's what... We still have the bruise on our back from the... Where the gun was pointed. 262. Free, look, what we're trying to do here is have people listen, and that's the whole issue. If you don't have the audience to support the show, and you don't have the audience, and you watch your, what do they call that? The arc. Like you're going across, you're looking at the graph.
Trajectory?
The graph. And you have, like Midday Magazine is a peak.
The peak. And then you know what happens?
And then, boom.
It's like the roller coaster of death.
So Brian Shields works, gets this incredible audience at 12 o'clock.
And then, boom.
But we don't want that to happen.
No, we do not.
You got to keep the audience.
Yes, we call that the tent pole effect.
Yes, that's right.
And it used to be only two tent poles. One tent pole would be Morning Edition, and the next tent pole would be All Things Considered. And then there was this gigantic gaping hole in the middle. But Midday Magazine, over the years, has shifted a third tent pole up in the middle. So we're stabler than we ever were. And don't even joke. I can read your mind. I can so read your mind.
Yeah.
And sometimes...
Well. 1-800-323-9262. So... You know, we're trying to raise as many tent poles as we can. That's basically the point.
We are raising tent poles all over the place.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Just a couple thoughts on the bus trip.
Yeah, the bus.
People
get
are going
on the bus
trip, and he apparently is here. We're going to bring we have a special guest in. No, that's fine. No, I think Kay's got it. But the thing is that this is going to be an amazing, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime cool thing, where not only do we always talk about
except
family.
Except if you're old like me, and then it might be a twice or a three times in a lifetime thing, because we had other amazing marches that we went on in the day.
I don't mean that. What I mean, I understand that, but what I mean is that for us, because all we talk about, or a lot of what we talk about is community, is family, the fact that we're all together, and to get like this big WAMC group hug on a bus and going down to Washington for something really cool that's going to be fun. I mean, you can talk about its political ramifications,
so you guys
but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're all going to
be
there. Ellen's going to be there.
Sarah's going to be there.
We
got our whole engineering crew going to
be
there. We're broadcasting live. I mean, it's going to be...
Live?
Well, we're not... We're, okay.
Yeah, Roundtable's going to be there?
Yeah, Roundtable on Friday.
Right. But you're all going to be there for the rally.
Yes. Yes.
Which is on October...
30th.
30th in Washington, D.C. And we're asking people for pledges of $150 if they want to attend the rally to restore sanity in Washington, D.C.
Now, this is the rally is... so there's that rally, and then there's the Colbert rally to... Oh, what is it? Oh,
fear. Something about fear.
Yeah, right. March for Fear.
The March for Fear.
1-800-323-9262. But you get all of this.
Alive,
keep fear alive. 1-800-323-9262. So, and you can go. Whoa, look at you! Wow. So they have the rally to restore sanity, and then the march to keep fear alive, and they have the Colbert rally, and then the John Stewart rally. And it's a brilliant thing. It's very, very funny, and it will be an awful lot of fun. No matter where you are, if you just want to have a good time and be with us, we're going to have a blast, and it's really going to be an awful lot of fun.
And the buses leave from Albany.
They leave from Albany.
Stop along the way and pick people up at Catskill?
Yeah, Catskill.
And at Kingston.
And so you have a choice of Albany, Catskill, or Kingston. And we have people going all over the place, we found out. And it's really interesting. And for people who have pledged, they're going to get all the information that's going to explain where you have to be.
Probably going to put it on the website as well.
Yes, so it's going to be an awful lot of fun. It's a great thing. It's a blast, and we're really looking forward to it. Again, it's the big John Stewart Stephen Colbert rally to restore sanity, and the march to keep fear alive. And we look forward to having you join us. And as I said, it's going to be like a big group hug. We're all going to be there.
A big party in Washington.
A big party in D.C. And we're going down there, and we've got an incredible show lined up for Friday. And then on Saturday, we're going to get up bright and early, and we're going to be out. And I don't know, maybe we all can meet up for breakfast somewhere. And then...
table for 677, please?
I don't know. It's like, let's
hey,
go.
It could happen.
Yeah, you know, Washington is my hometown. That's where I was born.
Is that
my,
so?
The city of my birth.
Is that so?
Yes, it was. You were
born in a district.
I was born in a district. I was born below the Mason-Dixon line. Does that make... That doesn't seem to figure in, does it?
Wow.
1-800-323-9262. So we want you to join us, and this is a really cool thing. I think we've got a bus and a half full or something like that, and
so
we want to fill as many. We've got a lot of room on the bus, and we want to fill as many buses as we can because this is a cool thing. 1-800-323-9262.
It appears Keith Inglis is going on the bus. He's from Queensbury, New York, and we heard from Bob Sanges of Chicopee. That's... Chicopee, Massachusetts.
Chicopee.
1-800-323-9262. You're supporting public radio. You're exercising your right as an American for free speech down in Washington. Your call will send you on the bus for a $150 pledge to the, where's my thing? To the Rally to Restore Sanity in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, October 30th. Stops along the way at Catskill and at Hudson Valley, leaves from Albany.
And they're lovely that time of year.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a beautiful drive down, except it's going to be the middle of the night.
Well,
but hey,
bring a flashlight.
Bring a flashlight. Indeed. 1-800-323-9262.
1-800-323-9262. Warren F. Finning of Shushan, New York, says I support alternative radio and is going on the bus. Also, Olya Privo of Mechanicville is loves WAMC. Thanks for all you do. And her and a significant otter going on the bus.
Going on the bus.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. So if you, too, want to go on the bus, all you have to do is call us. It's a pledge of $150. And that covers the cost of the bus. And that covers your wonderful contribution to WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. We all get together, we go on the, and we march on Washington. How cool is that? We march on the mall. I remember growing up on the mall. I mean, I would, when I, Sunday mornings was the time where my mom would bring us, bring me down to, as a baby, would bring me down to the mall in Washington.
And you remember
around.
That?
There's certain aspects of it I remember. There's things that I remember. I remember the Christmas tree lighting one year. Hmm. I remember going to see there's the train display in the American the Museum of American History.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big green locomotive downstairs that chugs away, and I remember that vividly. My mother would always go to there's a dollhouse exhibit there. We'd always go, and I remember seeing that vividly. And so, yeah, there's a lot of aspects of it I remember. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. You're one of the few people, someone has the same phone I have, and I have to say that...
you got one.
What's cool about that is I think you and I, or at least you're the only one I know, that we can do the face-to-face thing.
I've never done it.
Oh, we have to try that. That'll be really cool.
Joe and I are playing with our iPhones. You know we can bump phones, too, and swap information?
Yeah. Or you know what we could do? Just talk to each other.
We could do that. That would be the ultimate in 21st century geekiness, is to sit across the table from one another and have a conversation on a rifle.
Well, would you try it at some point? Because it's kind of cool. 1-800-323-9262. Because you point it, like I pointed at you, and then it broadcasts to you, and then you go and then broadcast to me.
Hey, look who's here. 1-800-323-9262.
There he is. How are you, my friend? 1-800-323-9262. Hey there, kid.
It's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
First appearance here.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very excited because we have an event going on in the Fun Drive Room. An event. It's an event, I tell you. An event.
And this is going on the internet with the iPad. So we're going to go.
Okay.
Wow.
Do you always have to make an entrance, or can you just come in and sit down and sell your damn book? 1-800-323-9262, for God's sakes.
You know, This would not happen on Terry Gross.
No. 1-800-323-9262.
This would not happen on Terry Gross.
This is how Terry Gross greets her guests. Will you just stop making an entrance?
Shut up and sit down.
Well,
is this Rose the cover girl?
Yes, that's Rose.
Rose the cover girl?
This is the cover girl.
The cover girl, Rose. You're so beautiful.
Rose is a beautiful border collie, for those of you who don't know. Now, what we're all talking about here is... John Katz is our good friend. He has written 19 books, 7 novels, and 12 works of nonfiction. His latest book is Rose in a Storm. Now, why is this exciting? Well, because how could John not be exciting? 1-800-323-9262. John, besides being one of my dearest friends, is the author of this new novel, but the book comes out today, and he's having his launch party right here during the fun drive.
Here we are.
So this is your first chance to get copies of the book. Now,
Dog.
No snow. The name of the book is Rose in a Storm. It is a novel. We're going to talk to John if he ever sits down. Are you going to stop thinking?
My wife is right here.
Oh, where's your... Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Welcome. All right. Hi. Ladies and gentlemen, John Katz.
And I'm going to put pictures from here up on my website for my iPad.
Okay.
So it's very exciting.
It is very exciting. I'm well.
Can I get a hug?
For your radio audience, John and Joe are having a nice hug.
And a kiss.
Yeah, it's
and
very...
And a kiss, too.
Very, very nice. These are going to be separate, right?
They're separate, and you figure out what you want to do with them. They benefit Family Farm.
There you go.
Do we have this arranged?
No, I don't think we do.
Okay,
this will be... We just have to move the...
This is going to be a bad noise, and then it's going to get better.
I can't do that. Are we off? Are we off? Oh, there we are. That's not good. All right. And then, does that go one over? Okay. First of all, I can't see. Second of all, I have really...
He's trying.
Don't break it, John.
Well, I know. I don't want to break it. I don't want to break it at all.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do this right now.
John, do you know what you're doing?
Sure.
Okay. Is that better? All right. Is that better? Does that work, Zach? Okay, now, John, you talk.
Hello. I'm here.
Does that work, Zach? Hold on.
Sarah's
going to Sarah LaDuke is coming in.
Actually,
all right, now I...
Put the thing back on.
Now we can't hear anything. Is that right? Okay. Where is the thing? All right. There we go. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah LaDuke. Thank you very much. Say hi, John. I think you're on the air.
Hi, I'm on the air.
Okay, excellent.
Hello.
Very good.
Hello,
see you
I'm
again.
Selma.
This is Selma Kaplan. This is John Katz.
John, we'll speak to the microphone so we can hear.
All right, get as close as you.
I'm hooking up my iPad.
Yep.
All right.
Well, in the meantime, 1-800-323-9262 is the phone number here at WAMC. And needless to say, we're preparing for the onslaught of phone calls because John is here to talk about his book and. I believe the idea is this book, which just came out today, so you know you don't have it yet. We
oh,
are giving
good.
Away copies autographed by John himself.
Now, right, and as we did this morning with the Roseanne Cash books, if you will just tell us what you would like it to say, in other words, you can have this inscribed, and that is fine, and John will inscribe that for you. It's part of the service, I hear. And
I do charge extra. For that.
Yeah, no, yes, it'll come out of our it'll come out of the pledge. 1-800-323-9262, and you what you do is you call in and you get a copy of the book Rose in a Storm, the brand new novel from John Katz, and we're going to talk about it. I promise you in just a moment. And then so just call your volunteer for a pledge of $100. You get a copy of the book, and then after that we'll give them to John and we'll have the inscriptions and we'll get them signed for you and we'll send them on their way. So that'll be a lot of fun. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. I've said this before, but now I've known John many, many years now, and John has written, most recently, has written a lot of nonfiction books. Soul of a Dog, Izzy and Lenore, Dog Day is a Good Dog, The Dog of Bedlam Farm, and the list goes on. And So now this is a novel, and you say, ooh, why are you writing novels? Well, if you go back in John's career, he wrote, really, you had the Suburban Detective series that I've read, and I thought it was great, and I've been telling you for a long time that I thought you should write another novel. And you said, I'm never going
to
do that.
I have to. I started out writing a novel. Sign Off was my first novel.
That was great.
It was about the rise of the layoff culture. And you have pestered me, much as I pestered you to get a dog.
Uh-huh.
We listen to each other sooner or later.
Yeah. Now, for example, you finally sat down.
And you yelled at me. You said, sit down. When you got tough enough. I really was excited. This was a very difficult book because I wanted to write about Rose, who was just here. And she inspired this book because I've actually grown up with her. And Rose, unlike a lot of dogs, makes decisions all the time and has really worked on the farm her whole life and saved my life several times. And I got fascinated by several things. One was what really goes on inside the mind of a dog. So I started talking to behaviorists, about four behaviorists I work with who taught me quite a bit about how a dog actually thinks as opposed to how we think they think.
Right.
And the overwhelming consensus of feeling is that dogs think a lot like autistic children. That they think in a series of images which trigger instincts and responses. And I thought how amazing to try to capture this in a narrative by having a novel which is told from the point of view of a dog and in the mind of a dog.
Now, doesn't this go against everything that you have ever said that we shouldn't... No,
because it's how a dog actually thinks. It's not. She doesn't think in words.
Right.
She doesn't think in our terms. She thinks in terms of how a dog would actually think.
Right.
And that was the tricky part, because I call this the rubber book, because every time I wrote it, it came back to me quickly from my editor with a series of vicious notes. But the editor was very much like Rose, so she identified with the character. It's really hardworking, tough person.
Heard buses.
And heard writers. But the point of it, really, since you asked, was that I wanted it to be faithful to how a dog actually thinks.
Uh-huh.
So studying these research behaviorists, talking to them about how it, I realized that what you do is you have the dog act and react. But there's nothing in the book that isn't true to how a dog would actually think. And the dog does nothing that a dog could not actually do. And that's what, to me, is what's unique and interesting about it, was that it's not a sappy book, it's not a Disney view of a dog. It's not a dog as we would like a dog to think. It's a dog that has real limits. It's not a superhuman creature. And it also, interestingly to me, became a sort of woman's tale, which was interesting and surprising to me. Because the dog really lives outside the emotional consciousness of the farmer she lives with. And I realize when you talk to a lot of women about animals they love, what you realize is that they get more emotional support from the dogs and the cats than they often get from their spouses. And they say that very often, that the dogs relate to them, understand them, connect with them better. I'm generalizing, so men feel this way as well. So that's another element in the book, is it became a sort of awakening story. The dog is really coming to consciousness. And the challenge of capturing that in fiction was really exciting. It was really brutal, I have to say. I mean, it took like 12 different drafts. And I'm very fortunate to have a kind of editor that isn't supposed to be there anymore. You know,
right.
But it really is. Jennifer Hershey.
The name of the book is Rose in a Storm. It's a novel. It is by our good friend John Katz. John has been part of our program for a long, long time. Normally, if we were on the air, we would have Vox Pop. John is a frequent guest with Dog Talk. And right now, for a pledge of $100, the brand new book, which is out today, we're having the release party right here in Pledge Central Tuesday afternoon. And John's also going to be signing books in Saratoga, but I'll tell you about that a little bit later. But right now, we want you to know that... we just want you to move in as close as you can, John, because some people are saying they can't hear, your dulcet tones, and we want to make sure that people don't miss a word. Mike Tucci of LaGrangeville checked in and says thank you, and Ingrid of Kingston, Love's Alternative Radio, Ward Stone, Roundtable, and, of course, Vox Pop, 1-800-323-9262. Pledge of $100 will get you a signed copy of Rose in a Storm by John Katz, and John will sign the book and inscribe it to you. or however you wish.
We heard from Anonymous in Latham, New York, with a request for a signature. Thank you to Patricia O'Hara, who's very excited, Saugerties, New York, Anonymous of Poughkeepsie, New York, and Anonymous of New Hampton, New York. You do a great job, and we enjoy listening at all hours.
Anonymous of Kingston, New York, checked in and said, keep alternative radio and look forward to the trip to Washington, D.C. You ought to come down to us with us to the big rally.
It might be fun.
Yeah,
it might
be a lot of fun. 1-800-323-9262. We're going to broadcast right next to your friend there, Diane Rehm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From there.
Yeah, cool. Should be a lot of fun.
I want to mention, too, I'm having a gorilla signing this afternoon.
What is a gorilla signing?
This is one that's arranged in secret, unofficially. I'm going every year. I go to the Barnes & Noble in Saratoga when the book comes out, and they have a stack of books from it. So I'm doing an experiment on the Rolling Rose tour. I put up on Facebook saying I was going to be there at 5 and tell Random House about it. So it's not officially happening. And I'm going to see if anybody shows up. We'll just have like a renegade reading in the cafe.
Okay.
And the interesting things about publishing since we started talking to each other, because publishing is going through these enormous changes, and I'm really doing some interesting things with technology this year that I've not done before. Using Facebook, a little bit of Twitter, mostly my blog, and doing a different kind of book tour, a little more spontaneous, a little less structured. I am going to bookstores and I'm going to book events, but I'm also arranging around the country some of these more spontaneous events. I just mention them on Facebook and people show up and we just talk.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I buy that.
He's looking at me.
That's
so
okay.
What's the matter?
Well, now, if you told people about it, so it's going to be hard to differentiate.
This.
Right, but it's going to be hard to differentiate whether it's Facebook or us.
Well, I'll ask them.
Okay. Well, good. Don't you lie to me.
I'll tell you who's going to be there. I'll be hearing from it.
But see, the true WAMCers are going to call right now and pledge $100 and help their public radio station and get a copy signed by John. That's what they're going to do. Right, Selma?
Absolutely.
That's what
their plan. And when they show up at the book signing, they're going to say, we heard about it on
WAMC.
That's
good. And I will report back truthfully.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Good blog about that.
I'll blog about that.
Yeah, give us a good little tweet about that.
I can't get on Wi-Fi here.
Oh, here, I'll get you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
When you get to the
you have to put in a special
when you code, I can give you that.
Right.
For you, my friend, I will give
all
the secret code too. 1-800-323-9262. It's Rose in a Storm is the name of the book. We're only doing this till 3 o'clock, and then John's got to get on the road. But we've got copies of the book. We want you to sign them and. This is very cool, by the way.
You're going to want one of those, too.
They might want do you want a password?
Yes. And that is...
What's happening is I have my iPad here, and I'm taking it on the book tour also. And so I'm going to take pictures and put up on the blog as the tour goes along.
Okay, and then...
And then hit number again.
Yeah, I think that hopefully that'll work because it's.
That's what it was last time I looked.
Yeah, it's just I think it's supposed to be all uppercase. I don't know if I did that right or not, but
enable them.
Yeah. See.
In the meantime, let's thank Anonymous of Woodstock, New York, second pledge this drive, and thanks to Catherine Lloyd of Cooperstown, New York. I love the roundtable. I just feel they are my friends. Well, they feel you are their friend, too. They also treasures the BBC News as well as the regional news. And we are speaking today with John Katz, New York Times best-selling author John Katz, with a brand new book just out today called Rose in a Storm. Your pledge of $100. We will send you a copy addressed to you or to the person of your choice or to the dog of your choice. 1-800-323-9262, but there are a limited number of these. They're only here while John's here.
Yes. Should we mention the...
We'll do that, too.
Okay.
And we also have... what?
13 left.
We have 13 left, is that what you said?
Yep.
13 books left.
They're moving.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. What was I going to say to you? Oh, you know, I was watching the... this is going back a little ways, and I meant to... I don't know, did I email you?
No.
I thought I... No, I really, I
you
thought I
not.
Emailed you. This was going back a ways, but it was in September, and I'm watching the Emmys, and Jeff Bridges is up for an Emmy for playing John.
Oh, yeah, he got an Emmy for Dog Year.
Yeah, for Dog Year.
Because, you know, he picked him because he looks like me.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Is rejected.
Now, this is the...
We have Selma do this.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you know what? I can't get on here either.
All right, well, maybe it's an issue.
And I have a sneaking suspicion that the who's he what isn't happening.
No, you say you're on. It says you're
but
on.
But you're not. See,
oh, all right.
We're not on. It says we have signal, but my last email was delivered at 1:28. So there's clearly something amiss with the...
Well, I can broadcast later from Barnes & Noble.
Oh, during the gorilla
We're
song?
So
during
sad. It would be good to have you broadcast.
Well, I'll be happy
here.
To do it. If...
Well, maybe we'll get an engine.
I just rebooted.
Did you reboot? Maybe
so we'll
that'll do it.
All right.
In the meantime, thanks to Mary Bonchek of Skenivas, New York, pledging an extra $25 because of Rose.
Oh,
the
that's
beautiful
great.
Rose.
Rose appreciates that.
And you can speak in her voice now.
Well, no, she shouldn't speak.
She thinks in her voice.
I think, you know, the interesting thing about writing a book like this is everybody is, we've talked about this a lot, everybody likes to project what they think their dogs and cats are thinking.
Oh, sure they do.
And it's very natural to do that. But, of course, it's not really what's happening inside the mind of a dog. So I thought the chance to really get inside the mind of a dog was an amazing opportunity for me. How are you doing there?
No, I'm trying.
Don't mess with my settings.
No, I'm not.
He's playing around.
Eight books left.
Wow.
1-800-323-9262. Yeah, so 8 books left, so that's not worth playing with that. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. It's Rose in a Storm, a novel by our good friend John Katz. And, you know, we love the conversations we have with John about dogs. We know that you love him. John is not only a national treasure, but certainly our local treasure. And, you know, I'm just thrilled that he's in Washington County and
my
is
line,
about
you got me on.
Really?
Yep.
All right. Good. 1-800.
No, you didn't. Sorry.
No.
I'm just forgetting it.
No,
nope,
you didn't.
We're sitting
do
there with our iPhone.
See,
and
it says it's supposed to be on, but it's not happening.
It's not happening.
It's
okay.
Not happening.
Well, Helen Mullane of Stone Ridge, New York, checked in and says to all my kittens and pups, and that's the dedication that she wants John to include. Nancy and Ed Redke of LaGrangeville, New York, are huge fans of John's. They have 2 border collies. Just lost one. Chip, so this is in memory of Chip.
Sorry,
and that's
about Chip.
That is sad. And Charlie and Maria Gilbert are also getting a copy of Rose in a Storm. You can too. It's the big book release party. The book is out today, my friends, and this is your chance to get a signed copy inscribed to you or whoever you wish. Rose in a Storm, and it's John Katz's latest. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
The most interesting thing that I came across in researching the book was the connection between animal thinking, especially dogs, and autistic thinking.
Yeah.
The idea being that a dog would see the world much the way a video game would work. A stream of images coming in that we don't appreciate. Things we don't smell, things we don't see, things we don't hear. And all these images are coming into a dog's consciousness. And their instincts are causing them to react to them. Some of the instincts are genetic, some of them are learned, some of them are acquired. But we think we know what's going on in their heads, but what's actually going on is so much more interesting and more complex than anything we can think of. It's very exciting. The challenge narratively for fiction is to have a main character who's narrating a story that doesn't talk.
Right.
And so that was the hard part for me. I wrestled around and around. I actually found that once I got the idea of the dog, you basically just put yourself in the head of the dog and you're seeing what the dog is seeing and reacting to it. So narratively, I was very comfortable with that. But actually, part of the point of my writing it was to show that what is really going on in there is a lot more interesting than what we think is going on. Or anything that we can project is not as interesting as what's really happening. So creatively, it was very, very... You know, I'm doing a short story collection. And also, I finished a book on animal grieving. On people grieving for animals. They're both coming out next year.
Well,
And I have a children's book coming out in...
so the writer's block is over?
Is that good? I'm not into writer's block.
Good. All right, you got to eat. Yeah, I got it.
We should talk about the cards.
Okay, all right, excellent. Let me thank Anonymous of Coxsackie, New York. Enjoys almost everything. Has all of John's books, Inscription to Ant and Dogs.
You.
Also to Lydia Littlefield of... I believe it's Egremont, Massachusetts. If that's wrong, I apologize. Best wishes for a great fun drive and getting a copy of Rose in a Storm. We only, I am told, have 5 left. 5 left, yes.
And thanks to the great Blue Enterprises, Inc. of Hudson, New York. Love the media project.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262.
Is there going to a sanity rally?
No, it's the Big John Stewart rally.
You're going to the sanity rally?
Oh. Yeah, that's why I wanted you to come with me there, buddy.
Come. I think I better come.
Keep on his good behavior.
A little oxymoron.
Yeah, this is the land of the
four
intelligent
left.
Programming.
Four left.
Thanks to Lauren Engel of
Rose. Thanks you.
Rose, thanks you. This is for Eddie and Marigold, the best dogs ever. Warwick,
well,
New
well.
York.
Wait a minute. We're not going to give them a book.
And thanks. They can't read.
They can't read. No.
Thanks to Kevin.
You're not going to feel that way in a few days, believe me.
Thanks to Kevin of Pleasant Valley. Glad there's an alternative radio station in the area. 1-800-323-9262. What do we say? Three books left?
Four books. Four I books think so. Left? Glenn, were you just dancing?
Yeah.
Was that what you were doing? Were you just glancing? Yeah, oh, you're all right.
We have a stage man.
Glenn Busby, who is, of course, the host of The Best of Our Knowledge, is handing out the stickers right now and is doing a little dance. Have a little soul song, a little dance.
We have more things to sell here.
All right, now I was going to finish these
okay,
and then
I
do
get
those.
That. I get that.
But that's all right.
I'm just getting ready.
Okay, all right. Speaking of.
I just annoy him. I really annoy him.
You don't annoy me at all.
You're sort of like brothers.
Here we are. I've always annoyed him. He's just a little ticked off.
What
are
you
doing?
You push a button, Joe, that nobody else seems to be able to push. Although
my good warm nature.
He has how many brothers? How many brothers do you have, Joe?
I have four brothers.
Is this sort
and
of your relationship
yes,
with
yeah,
your brother? I could tell.
That's pretty much it.
Thanks to Sarah Waldorf of Petersburg, New York.
Excellent. 1-800-323-9262. So John Katz is here. Look.
And I can hang on a bit if you want me to.
John is one of my dearest friends. This is an incredible book. Oh, Murray's here. Look, Murray's here. 1-800-323-9262.
Rose
I think the other dog
Rose
is
and
out.
Murray met. Yes, Rose and Murray met.
Yeah, I think we're okay.
Rose was wanting to herd Murray.
Yeah. 1-800-323-9262. Rose has left the building.
Sheep. I thought it was a little sheep.
He looks like a little sheep.
Murray did another dog on the
Murray
turf.
Is another sheep.
On the Murray turf.
And Murray was not happy.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the bad dog man, Murray.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I know. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
Thanks to Paul Kopp of Del Mar, New York.
Murray's like, fine. You got
between my legs.
Oh. Yep. If I had a dollar for every time I heard her say that,
this show has changed.
Yikes.
Guys will do anything for money.
Meanwhile, poor Murray sits there and says, "Yeah, sure. Rose has got a book. I got a radio station." 1-800-323-9262.
Murray has now a life-size cutout.
Yes,
standing
that's
next
true.
To
him. We only have two copies left. Two copies of Rose in a Storm. It's the
one
new
for
novel.
Me, one for you.
Boom. We only have two copies left. And
there's other books there too.
Yeah, and then we have your old. We have your backlist.
Oh, we have other books.
Oh, you have other books. I
your
see
backlist.
These other books there.
1-800-323-9262. John Katz is here, New York Times bestselling author. He is one of our dear friends, and the new book is out. We're having the release party for the book right now here on the.
Borders Books just picked it as the must read book for Christmas, and they've ordered a 40% discount on it. So it's good to get here.
So, John, if somebody were to call in with their pledge and have a question for you, would you be
absolutely.
Willing to take a question on the air? Well, there you go. If you have a question for John Katz about dog behavior and
talk
such.
Talk dogs.
Talk dogs. You could
a
call in.
Dog chatter, call in.
Yeah.
With your pledge.
We handle that.
$100.
Remember the woman who sang, the German Shepherd sang Christmas carols? Remember
yes, I do remember show? That. It's a great show.
And remember the woman who was having fun with her wolfhound, was running down children in the neighborhood and bringing them back home.
Yes.
And she wanted to know why the neighbors were so upset about it. You and I were trying to keep a straight face. We said, well, that's probably not a great idea, to have your wolfhound retrieve children and bring them home. Because some children could just get annoyed by that or distressed.
Yeah,
in my family, my sister used to retrieve dogs and bring them home.
Yeah,
we have
well,
a
that's
succession
true.
Of,
there's that, too.
Oh, I found... Oh, he followed me home. Dogs.
We had some people chatting with deceased dogs on the show.
Oh, yeah.
1-800-323-9262. We've done a lot on that program. I think some great broadcasting ground has been tread. We only have one copy of the book left. 1-800-323-9262. One lone copy of Rose in a Storm.
First novel in 10 years.
Man, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 1-800-323-9262. I've known you a
long
time.
Some people are ticked
time.
Off about this, that I'm going
what?
Fiction. They just think, why don't you just write about the farm? Why are you doing a novel?
Well, you've done that, and you'll
well,
probably
I've done
do
that,
it
But also, I think, you know, this kind of a story, you just sort of have to make it up.
Sure.
But people don't like that change sometimes.
Well, they'll get over it. 1-800-323-9262. So tell them to get over it. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. But it'll bring you a whole new audience. People who had never, maybe wouldn't read a book about you and the farm will read a novel.
No, it's very exciting. And it uses, of course, what I experienced on the farm. Because, you know, working with Rose, she's been with me the whole time I've been on the farm. And
how old is Rose now?
She's 8.
Wow.
And the thing about Rose that's really unique is that Rose gets to live the life of a dog fully. She doesn't live on a leash. She doesn't have to be walked. She really does her work all the time, every day there.
Yeah.
She's battled wild pigs and coyotes and all stuff up there.
Well, who hasn't?
Who hasn't? And we live in Washington County. Who hasn't? So it's been interesting to see her evolve. And she's actually changed quite a bit. And see her make decisions has been interesting. And kind of explore the limits of what a dog might be able to do. Or not be able to do.
Now, John Katz is our guest. We have one copy of Rose in a Storm left. 1-800-323-9262. This is a signed copy. The book comes out today. It's out in bookstores today. John is here. We're having the big release party before his gorilla signing. And we are going to send you a copy of the book with a signature or any inscription that you would like that John will do before he leaves. 1-800-323-9262. We got the old books. Actually, these are our. You signed these the last time, but we can add an inscription to them if people want any of the old books that whether it's A Good Dog or the dogs of Bedlam Farm or A Dog Year, that is great. 1-800-323-9262. Anonymous of Goshen, Massachusetts, thanks for everything, getting a copy of the book, as is Noel of Rhinebeck, who loves everything, and Anonymous of Voorheesville, New York. John Katz should be on more often, and Joe is my hero.
Well, wow. I think she got that backwards. I think
Joe should be on more. And John
should reverse that. Yeah.
That must right. be it. Anonymous of Leverett, Massachusetts. I love everything and is getting a copy of Rose in a Storm. Marie and Manny Greco of Catskill, New York. Best wishes for a successful fundraiser. Well, you are doing your part. Now, Rose in a Storm may be all gone, but we have other books.
Yeah.
Other stuff.
Now, this
stuff.
Is what we want to talk about before we let you go here, because
I'm a good time on.
Well, I know, but we also need you to sign the books too. So that's gonna take some time.
I have to get my gorilla signings after 5.
Oh, all right. So here's the deal. We have John has done these especially. I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm going to say it. And if it's a lie, just let go with it. But John has put these together right for just for us, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Just for us.
Well, today I did.
This is a WAMC exclusive. John is also a photographer. It was the first thing he did when he came in here, started taking pictures of everything. And every time I see John, he's snapping pictures. And in fact, I will note that I saw the Agricultural Stewardship Association calendar that is out. And in the month of August, there are some beautiful pictures of the Washington County Fair. And noted... John Katz, photographer. Yep. So
and this
very, very
cover
nice.
Of Rose is one of my pictures.
And yes, the cover of Rose is one of John's pictures. And so these are note cards that you've put together, and they're just beautiful pictures. You can these are note cards of pictures that you have taken, and there are what, 5 cards in each bundle?
There are 5 cards. And let me explain a little bit.
Okay. explain the pictures on the radio.
Well, I was taking these pictures for several years and looking for a way to what to do with them. And we had a couple of photo shows. And
are you trying to mate them? What are you doing? Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
John's trying to talk here.
The photo shows made me a little uncomfortable. The idea of like selling $400 or $500 photographs in galleries just was a little stiff. So Christine Nemec of the Redux Gallery in Dorset came up with the idea of selling them as note cards so people could afford to buy them.
Yeah.
And we've been selling them for different reasons in different ways in different series. The last 2 months I've been photographing a family farm, 2 family farms actually. One went under, and one is still going in Cambridge, the Rouse Farm, Big Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Great people. And I've been going in milking cows with them, and they're actually letting me milk a cow this week.
Yeah.
Which could be
okay.
Exciting. I may or may not survive that.
Yeah.
Do you have to practice on a thumb?
Well, no, they have the tubes in.
Oh,
yeah,
you're not doing it by hand.
You don't do it by hand.
Ah.
But also, they're all family farms.
So you're going to use a machine?
I'm going to use a machine.
Oh, that's
for everybody. When have you last been in a barn?
Well, no. I mean, since you're milking a cow, you're not milking the cow. It's machines doing the milking.
Right.
So you're affixing the machine to the cow.
Machine somewhere.
All right, great.
No question about it.
All right.
So I've been taking their pictures, and the proceeds go to benefit family farms, go to the County Farm Bureau and other farm groups. As you know, family farms are struggling. And a lot of people think they're just vanishing. That would be a real loss, especially around here, anywhere. But to go in their lives, see how hard they're struggling, how hard they work, what good people they are, it's touched me quite a bit. So I did a series in black and white and a series in color. The color doesn't seem to be here. They both seem to be in black.
Oh, no, here's the color. There you go.
Well, no, those are stone walls. Those are different pictures. Those are nice, too.
That's a stone wall series.
he's lecturing me about how barns work. He doesn't know the difference between a stone wall and a farm.
I'm
only kidding.
Yeah, but he knows how to milk a cow.
He's going to start pouting if we do this.
No.
So these are they're for sale, and obviously you can give them away if people want to donate money to your radio station.
Great. So I will be happy to sign them too.
Signed them, but yeah. I can personalize them too.
Oh, okay, great. So if you want the note cards,
and the Stonewall series.
Excellent. So the note cards, we have three of these, and for $100 pledge, and we'll. Am I right on that?
I have no idea if they've been checked in or not.
They've been stickered. Look at that. Jen is on
so
the case.
She's so on top of things, that woman.
I took these
excellent.
Out of there. We have to put them back in there.
Oh.
Sleep.
While you're doing that, maybe we should think about something legal.
Thank you for the craft project,
legal.
John. I appreciate it. Yes, go
legal.
Ahead. Do it.
This is Northeast Public Radio, WAMC FM 90.3 Albany, WRUN FM 90.3 Ramson Utica, WOSR 91.7 Middletown, WCEL 91.9 Plattsburgh, WCAN 93.3 Canajoharie, WANC 103.9 Ticonderoga, WAMQ 105.1 Great Barrington, WAMC AM 1400 Albany, and online at WAMC.org.
Excellent. 1-800-323-9262. So we've been talking to our good friend John Katz. He is here. We've been talking about his new novel, which is out today. And those just blew out of here. However, we do have three of these very special sets of note cards. And it'll sort of be our choice here, but first come, first served. And we will send you a set of these beautiful note cards. They're signed by John, 1-800-323-9262. We have one gone already, so we only have two sets left. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
And they will also benefit family farms, too.
Excellent. Oh, that's good. Wonderful. 1-800-323-9262. And, well, my God, the importance of the farms and certainly the agricultural, the lifeblood of Washington County, and it's just it's important that you show that and people respect it and support it. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
Plus, there's nothing really special about getting an email, but there's something really special about getting a card that you can read and look at and open up and put on your refrigerator and see somebody's handwriting and get a personal message. And you could send these cards to people, or you could keep them and enjoy them for the beauty of their photography.
1-800-323-9262. We have two sets left, I believe, of the cards. 1-800-323-9262. John Katz, the photographer. These are beautiful note cards. A set. We're asking for a pledge of $100. You're helping your public radio station. 1-800-323-9262. Thanks to Julia Allen of Cummington, Massachusetts, who is going to have John sign a book to Leo, who is a yellow lab puppy.
Oh, hello, Leo.
Oh.
I would like to meet Leo.
You used to have a yellow lab puppy.
I used to have a puppy. That didn't last very long.
Okay.
Now I have a big old chuckle-headed
love
bucket.
Well, yes.
How's she doing?
She's great. She's fantastic. She's doing well. And Sophie would love to meet Leo, I'm sure. Favorite programs, Writer's Almanac and Joe's Interviews. And Julia, you're great. Best to Leo. Give him a scratch for us. That's great. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
Thanks to Sheila Darrow of Furabush, New York. WAMC is the best radio station in the country, and modest, too. Robin Ivey of Vernon, New Jersey, happy with the station, glad it is there. 1-800-323-9262. We have John Katz in the flesh right here, ready to sign your cards if you'd like. Send them. We will have
him. He's got the books. He's got the cards. He's got the pictures.
He's ready for action.
I'm going to start juggling, sure.
Yeah. 1-800-323-9262, whatever it takes.
How do you
right?
keep your energy up? Your energy's good.
Well, I started.
It's in that
this
thing.
Is my second bottle.
It's Pepsi, does that?
And about halfway home to Cambridge, boy, does he have to pee.
Yeah, that's why those family farms come in handy. Anonymous of Houstonville, is that right? Houghsonville. Have you ever heard of that before?
I never have, but
Houstonville
doesn't necessarily.
Well,
we have
beautiful.
A big geography.
I know,
cover.
And they have a real live zip code. Look at that. They'd like a copy of the John Katz book inscribed, and then we can make that happen. I'm sure. Lynn of Rhinebeck, New York. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Oh, is that a past one?
We'll see.
Okay. Well, we have one of the other ones.
Yeah.
We have one of the old ones.
You have to go through the machine.
Oh. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. See all what a delicate balancing act
this is?
See how this all works?
This is amazing. I'm not sure I get how it works, but it does seem to be working.
Well,
this is what happened. On Monday we start, and somewhere around a couple days later, we're done, and we've made $800,000.
And we went crashing through the $200,000 mark and didn't even stop for error. We've got $202,374 in. Thank you for helping us crash through the $200,000 mark.
That's great. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. All right, so we're going to do, we got about five more minutes on this, and... then we have other stuff, but 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. All right, so we got one left? One left, I believe. 1-800-323-9262, yeah.
Good, and they also will help family farmers, too. I go into their homes, I go into their kitchens and their barns. So it's an inside look at a family farm, and family farms, I think, are very real. Family farms are not always that pretty. And I think we're not going to have them around forever, and I think we need to preserve them and the images of them, and maybe even fight for them.
1-800-323-9262. We're always up for a good fight. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
Well, Joe and I are all about supporting local, shopping local, family farms, farmers markets.
Well, I think family farms are also about individuality. I think the question for people is, can you really live an individual life in America anymore? And they're up against so many different pressures, corporate farms and big farms and regulations. It's really overwhelming. And these farmers, the Rouse family, where I've been going, they've had this farm for six generations. And they work like demons from its brutish work. And they should survive. They should be able to survive. And the country shouldn't be so overwhelming and so corporate that there's not room for individuals like them to live their lives.
Nancy Baudette of Belchertown, Massachusetts. Question for John. Nancy saw John at the Munson Free Library.
Yes, Munson.
So would you consider coming back?
The greatest, the best little library ever.
And would you bring a dog?
Well, I've not been invited, but
I think this may be an invitation. So,
the library director Hope moved to New York. He left.
Yes. Well, maybe there's somebody new. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll let you know.
I can't do it this book, but maybe next one.
All right. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. All right. So we have a stack. So you have the thing for him. They're all set aside. We have to move on because we have to go do these other cool things. Ladies and gentlemen, John Katz. Isn't he amazing? A big hand for John. Thank you very much for coming in. Thank you for being here.
Thanks
best
for the
of
Wi-Fi.
Luck. Sorry about that. And sometimes it works. Good to see you. Always good to see you. And oh yeah, here, sign my book.
Okay.
Okay.
It wasn't in the contract.
Look, buddy. 1-800-323-9262 and I'll see you at some point along the tour. 1-800-323-9262.
You're signing books tonight. Where and when?
I'm going to be tonight at 5:00 at Barnes and Noble in Saratoga, and then Sunday at Borders at 2:00 in Saratoga, and at Northshire Friday night at 7:00 in Manchester.
Excellent. So a lot of great places. Head on over and get a copy of Rose in a Storm. It's a new novel by John Katz, published by our friends at Villard. John Katz, thank you very much. Big hand. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. All right. Now let's go on to thank you. Well, that was fun. That's cool. All right. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Oh, sure. Here's a copy. Boom, boom, boom. There you go. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. Here's what we're doing. We have made, so far in this entire fund drive, $2,574. That's a lot of money. $202,570.
You count funny.
I count funny. $202,574. Look at that. I'll give those to you. Thank you.
And if we can't get to 205,000, then we're
toast.
Pathetic.
Yes. 1-800-323-9262. I don't know. Maybe you have more on yours.
No? It works that way.
I don't know. Actually, well, that it does, doesn't it? 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. All right. We are going to talk about one of our favorite things. When you're done talking about
dogs,
it's time to talk
about food.
This is a WAMC staple. This is a fun drive. It classic is. Premium.
It is. It's sort of the staples in your house: flour, sugar, beans, rice, and lemon lulu cake.
Right.
It's right up there with garlic and onions and potatoes and carrots and lemon lulu cake.
You need lemon lulu cake.
You do need lemon lulu cake. You need lemon lulu cake now more than ever. The state that society is in, lemon lulu cake can make things. It won't change anything, but you won't care because you're just so loving your lemon lulu cake. It is Mother Murek's most popular cake, and no wonder. Lemon Lulu Cake is an inspired lemon pound cake, light, moist, and lemony, but not too sweet, covered with a delicate fresh lemon glaze, wonderful by itself or with your favorite toppings, such as fruit, ice cream, or sorbet. It makes an elegant party dessert. Keep one in the freezer for unexpected company. Yeah, right. Keep one in the freezer for 2 in the morning when you're jonesing for some lemon lulu cake.
What?
Yeah. Lemon lulu cake from Mother Murek's. Yours with a pledge of $100. We only have 10 of them, and they are going to go like hotcakes because there's nothing better than lemon lulu cake.
Like hot lulu. They go out. They are always, as I said, it's a WAMC Fun Drive Classic. We have 10 lulus. We have 9 lulus. 9 lulus? 8 lulus? 8 lulus, I believe. 1-800-323-9262. Right? 8?
Now we have 9.
We have 9. Okay.
We have 9 lulus.
9 lulus. 1-800-323. Well, I know. I saw the 2 spots there. I thought there was one on the top there, but
I
understand.
We've had people at WAMC try to duplicate the lemon lulu cake.
Doesn't work.
Bake their own lemon lulu cake. And, you can make a lemon cake, but it's not a lemon lulu cake.
No.
It doesn't have that glaze of magnificent lemony glaziness on the top.
All right.
The moisture that sort of...
We have to move that microphone back to what it was.
Issues lemon juice when you bite down on it. It almost squirts.
Now, here's the thing. When you have the lulu, I mean, a perfect lulu is this incredible pound cake that is not too lemony, and is just lemony enough. And it has this fresh lemon glaze on it that congeals on the side of the cake in such a manner.
It sort of drizzles.
All the way down. And it is equally as if dipped, but not. And when the right incisor pierces that glaze is when you first get your taste of the lemon goodness of the lemon Lulu. And it's at that point when the second, the third, and the fourth tooth then take over into parting the ways, if you will, into, we have seven left.
I'm so hungry.
If in chopping the Lulu in two, and then allowing you in a small chunk to fully realize the lemon goodness along with the glaze, and have those two very distinct textures and tastes collaborate in your mouth and throw a party like you've never attended before, that, my friends, is a lemon Lulu.
Some pound cakes are heavy, and some pound cakes are dry, and some pound cakes kind of crumble when you put the fork into them. Not this one.
If Goldilocks were looking for a lemon cake,
that's right,
this lemon cake would be too dry. This lemon cake would be too
sweet.
Yucky and smushy. This lemon Lulu cake.
Just right.
Be just right. It's the lemon Lulu from Mother Merrick's, a sweet confectionery. Oh, you're going to fix that.
Oh, what a girl.
Thank you, because it's out. That's there. You go. Look at that. Thank you very much. Sarah LeDuc, ladies and gentlemen. All right. 1-800-323-9262. And that, my friends, is why you are going to want to pledge for a Lulu. Why you want Lemon Lulu to be part of your dietary...
No better way to celebrate Columbus Day than with a lemon Lulu cake.
That's right. That's right.
Because
nothing says Christopher Columbus and New America quite like a Lulu cake.
That's so true. Thank you to
Helga
Bolin of Poughkeepsie, New York. I enjoy WAMC. And thanks to Morgan Hartman of Black Clean Angus Farm of Berlin, New York, pledging for sustainable agriculture, small family farms, and locally produced food. Well, locally produced food right here in Manchester Center, Vermont. I've seen them locally produce it. The lemon Lulu cake, it is magnificent. It will come to you, to a mailbox near you. It
now,
won't fit in your mailbox because it's really... You know, a sizable,
it's a substantial cake. It's
a
very
hunk,
heavy
hunk
cake.
Cake.
Yeah.
Well, it's not heavy, heavy.
Well, not
like
heavy, like, oh, I can't eat anything else. But
big,
I mean, it's
a big
substantial
pile of cake.
Cake.
It's a lot of cake.
We have four left. Four Lulus left. 1-800-323-9262. It's 15 minutes past 3 o'clock. We're trying to get to the $205,000 point. We need your help. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Ann Priest of Port Jervis, New York, checked in. We thank her. Also, Mike Bedard of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, listens all the time and loves everything and is getting a Lulu. Anonymous of Adams, Massachusetts, is also Luluing it up.
Rudolph Dean of Niskayuna, New York, the only radio station I trust for balanced reporting of news, also wide diversity. Keep Car Talk, 1-800-323-9262. You do not want to let these Lulus go on the lam. These Lulus are luscious. They're lovely. They're
lovely, luscious.
Lulus.
Lingering. They linger. They linger.
They linger lightly.
The lovely, lightly lingering Lulu. Lovely.
It's luscious.
It's luscious.
Luscious. Limited.
I'm longing.
Limited is right.
Limited. Four left.
Longing for a limited, luscious lemon Lulu Lollapalooza.
It could be a Lulu Lollapalooza.
It could be. 1-800-323.
Pledge you $400. You get a four, you could have a... Lovely Lollapalooza Lulu.
That's so true. 1-800-323-9262.
What we're experiencing now is a lull.
A lull in the Lulu life. The life of the Lulu.
You know, we made the mistake one Christmas of having a lemon Lulu when all our family was over.
Uh-huh.
For, you know, dessert. Now every year they come
back. Now
Christmas,
they want one.
They want.
That's not a mistake, Lovey.
No, that's called a success.
No, the mistake was they come back every Christmas.
Oh.
Ah, family.
Oh, you gotta love them. 1-800-323-9262. Thanks to Meredith.
That was the great Glenn Busby, by the way.
Yes. Meredith Wood of Hampton, Massachusetts. I'm a huge fan of AMC. I particularly enjoy the roundtable. And when Joe and Selma do the afternoon segment of the Fun Drive.
Thank you.
As my husband left this morning, the last thing he said was, I know you'll be listening to the Fun Drive. Make sure you get a lemon Lulu, even if you've already pledged. Well done, Meredith. Yes.
You did. You can take that off your to-do list.
You can take that off your to-do list, and husband of Meredith will be happy.
1-800-323-9262. We have two Lulus left, two lone Lulus.
I don't think I'd want to put a topping on my personal Lulu.
I do not like that. I have this. I do not like that. So, I do not like it here or there. I do not like it anywhere. No. We're talking to Ron and Jackie over at Mother Merrick's, and they're talking about how you can put the raspberry sauce on it, and you can do this with it, and you can do that with it, the ice cream and the stuff. It doesn't need it. It doesn't. It's perfect just the way it is.
It is. It is gilding the lily.
Right.
In my opinion,
do not
gilding the lily.
Screw up the Lulu. 1-800-323-9262. Joan in Dennisburg of Central Valley, New York, thinks that you guys are the best thing on this earth.
Wow.
We thank you. 1-800-323-9262.
Now, I haven't seen one of these yet. It's a purple thing, and it says Mystery Pledge.
Oh, now, this, if you're not aware of this, these are forms that are around.
They're secreted in the pledge form piles.
That's right. And they all of a sudden come upon the volunteer, and we only have... are the cakes gone? Okay, Lulu's gone. All right. Oh, but if they want Butter Crunch, we have that. So if they call and they want Butter Crunch... They can have
Mother
that.
Merrick's.
Also from Mother Merrick's, made with Cabot Creamery butter, and you get a lovely box. It's a $32 box of the best butter crunch ever in the entire world. There is nothing quite as good as Mother Merrick's butter crunch. 1-800-323-9262. So if they wanted the Lulu, sell them on the butter crunch. Upsell them.
We call it bait and switch.
That's right. 1-800-323-9262. Don't believe me, it's a great confection.
Really,
they'll
love
it. It comes from the same place.
They will love it.
Yes. 1-800-323-9262. Oh, so what you do is the forms, the purple forms, the mystery forms come up.
The mystery form, right.
And then what happens is if, like, this person wanted the lemon Lulu, and they'll get that. But in addition to that, they'll also get a mystery premium.
They're getting a number 2318?
Yes, they're getting a 2318.
I can't tell you what a 2318 is, but they're going to love it.
Yeah.
See, here's the deal. We have, like, a box of surprises.
Right.
Special things that you never know who's going to get until the mystery pledge form is filled out. I mean, it could be any number of amazing...
Now,
tchotchkes.
Now, over the years, what happens, one of two things happens, is that people are very nice and they give us stuff. Usually our what we say is we need 10.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what we ask for. We ask for 10 of an item. So what happens is that sometimes we give away like 7, and then you've got 3 left. And then instead of going into a whole spiel again, we'll sometimes do this where we'll have the mystery premium, and then those will go into that. You see.
So Ann Connolly of Easton, New York, who loves books, loves the book reviews, and loves it when the bookshop owners come in to list their favorite books. Not only is Ann Connolly going to get a Mother Merrick's Lemon Lulu cake, but she was the mystery pledge, and she's going to get a number 2318.
That's right. And when she opens up her mailbox in a few days, she will find a lovely surprise, not only the Lemon Lulu certificate, but also a thing. And we were talking about some of the things yesterday, and they are eclectic. They're very interesting. We've done everything from pottery to jewelry to Band-Aids. So,
Band-Aids.
Yes, we had pickle Band-Aids we gave someone yesterday.
I missed the pickle Band-Aids.
They were very excited.
I believe in in interesting Band-Aids. I have bacon Band-Aids.
Yeah, well, you could have pickle and, pickle and bacon Band-Aids.
That would be something a pregnant person would... got a hankering for some pickles and bacon. Thanks to David Hathaway of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, making his pledge to prevent...
I need a bigger Band-Aid.
making his pledge to prevent dumbed down or bozo radio. Yeah, well, boy, I'm really sorry, but... You know, today is not the day for preventing dumbed down or both.
No. We're past that. Peter Martin of Rensselaer, New York, getting a Lulu. Anonymous of Selkirk, New York, thank you. And to Terry Kelly of Poughkeepsie, New York, loves the station and getting a Lulu. So now what we're talking about is the incredible... Butter Crunch from Mother Merrick's. This is a wonderful confection. It's handmade with Cabot Creamery butter. Crisp and buttery, it just melts in your mouth. The flavor is irresistible. With fresh-made toffee centers dipped in milk or dark chocolate, then rolled in freshly roasted crusted cashews and almonds, every piece made from scratch with an award-winning best-of-class Vermont Cabot Creamery butter. Our most popular confection is offered in these incredible gift boxes, and it's really great. Butter Crunch is hard to share, and yes, indeed it is. 1-800-323-9262, but we know you will. 1-800-323-9262. Ron and Jackie of Manchester, Vermont, have been WAMC supporters and friends for eons.
As long as I've been here.
They are always a part of our fun drives. We love them to death. 1-800-323-9262. We have 9 boxes of Butter Crunch left. We're asking for a pledge of $100. If you've ever experienced the Butter Crunch, you know how special this is. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. And if you've never experienced the Butter Crunch, you have got to trust us that this is one of the finest confectionery experiences you will ever have in your life. This is one of those things that you will long for. This is one of those things that you will travel for. This is one of those things that you will tell your candy-loving friends about and say, you have got to go and try Mother Merrick's Butter Crunch. This is not just candy. This is beyond that. This is in a class all by itself. This is an artistic, candy, it's candy art. Each piece is perfect.
Artisanal candy.
Artisanal candy is the word, or
it's,
words.
It's the best. It is absolutely delicious. There is some Butter Crunch that will either break your teeth or send shards of pointy butter innards piercing through the roof of your mouth because it's so hard.
Yes.
That is not what we're talking about here. Butter Crunch has there's this sort of slight resistance of the chocolate, and then you hit the actual buttery center. And the buttery center it's neither hard nor soft. It is just particular. It's not chewy. It's just wondrous. The wondrous thing that
Thank you, John.
You could bite into it and not hurt yourself. Or you could, you know, just take little niblets of it. Or you could pop the whole thing in your mouth at once.
Is the webcam on?
I don't know.
Oh, good.
But if it was, you would have seen John Katz kissing Joe on the head.
Yeah.
Which many of us would love to do.
1-800-323-9262. That's why I have a cardboard cutout.
So, Butter Crunch. Mother
Yes.
Butter Crunch. If you're not ordering your Butter Crunch right now, then you are missing out on possibly the best candy there is.
Everyone should be calling right now. If every phone is not ringing, you do not know what is good in life. This is one of those things that is just an amazing experience. And really, it's known around the world. People ship this all over the place because they know how good it is. It's an incredible candy. It's one of those candies that really you buy a box, and then you say, I'm only going to have a piece. And then when I get home, I will serve it to my friends and my family. And then somewhere around Dorset, you...
realize half the box is gone.
Right, and then you have to drive back and get another box.
Or
and then,
you could just finish that box and, you know, pretend that you...
Well, you were sent out, but see, I was sent out to get it.
Oh,
So I got to go back.
Then you got a problem.
So I got to go back. So I go back and I get it, and then I'm starting. We have 6 left. So I start, and then I think, well, I'm going to go, and I'm going to bring it. I'm going to bring it back. And, well, then, you know, you get a little bit further, and you say, well, what, again, one piece? Well, then when you learn, what you have to do is you have to stop the car and you have to put it in the back in the trunk.
So you're not tempted.
So you don't not tempted.
I understand.
That's the kind of candy that Buttercrunch is. 1-800-323-9262.
Now, Joe, we need $1,076. Is that right? In order to get to our $205,000 goal? And we only have about, you know, 34 minutes, so we better get on the stick here.
Now, we have seven of these left, so if they were to go, that would be
a
very nice chunk out of it.
A very nice chunk.
That would take a crunch.
A crunch.
A bite. A crunch out of
it. It would take a bite out of it. Thanks to Donald Kudert of Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Keep up the good work. I enjoy just about everything you do.
Yes.
And thanks to Steve Shortis and Deborah Bowen of Pine Bush, New York. Thanks for the sanity. Thanks for the sanity. There seems to be so little of it.
That's for sure. We having any luck with the service?
No.
Okay.
You have to take it off Wi-Fi and put it on phone.
Oh, you are a smart woman, you are. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you can help us out, whatever you can do right now would be much appreciated. Look, this is all for WAMC. This is for your public radio station. We have four of these left. And what we need you to do is to realize that this is a time of day where you would normally be listening to Northeast Report, and the great Brian Shields would be leading the fantastic award-winning news team, WAMC news team, and this is something that you is part of your life. It's something that you have to support. It's something. Do you know of another radio station that has the number of reporters that we have?
No.
Do you have
CNN?
Yes. Do you, right. I mean, of local.
Pretty
I mean that just. I mean, quite
no,
frankly,
nobody local.
Well, what about now?
I don't think even the local
like
radio
newspapers
stations have any reporters anymore.
No.
I
and
think
then,
that they get their news from Syracuse or something.
Right. There's like one guy.
Yeah. There's one guy who sort of pitches in for pretty much everywhere in the state.
And here we have this incredible in this incredible news team that's the largest in the area.
Yeah, think about it. We have Brian, we have Ian, we have Dave Lucas, we have Pat Bradley, we have all
Paul
our
Tuthill.
Bureau people, Paul Tuthill, and we
Greg
have
Fry, Charlie
Greg
Dietz.
Fry, Charlie Dietz. I'm up to seven. We have Steve Milano is eight. We have Katie Britton is nine.
Karen DeWitt, of course.
Karen DeWitt. I mean, these are all people.
Hank Gross.
For whom we pay money. I mean, we give them salaries, or
yes.
We pay for the use of their reports, and it's a very costly enterprise bringing the news to you. That doesn't take into account the amount of money we spend on National Public Radio and Public Radio International and all the places, the program providers, the BBC. 1-800-323-9262. So when we're asking you for $100, that's what you pay for your cable for a month.
Right. And that's all. Look, we're asking for you to do is to realize what this is worth, and that to have the news that you've come to expect, and to have what WAMC has brought you, that takes support, and that takes nurturing and love and growth, and that's all we want you to do. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. So we can look, $776 is what we need to get to the 205 mark. 1-800-323-9262. Thanks to Anonymous of Del Mar, New York. Less music, more interviews, lectures, and conversation. And is a mystery pledge.
Ooh, you're going to get a 2318.
2318. I hope it matches your shoes. Renee Lax of Campbell's Hall, New York, loves Alan, impassioned plea this morning, and wishes she had the $7,000. Well, you have done your part. You got Buttercrunch in the process. You are doing okay.
All we're asking is for you to just take one little piece. Diane Dunstan of Del Mar, New York, a longtime member, and thank you to Kevin and Pat Ryan of Kingston, New York. Good luck with the fund drive. We hope it ends soon.
Good
for everyone's
luck with
sake.
The fund drive.
Loves Joe. He's a great interviewer. We are lucky to have him, and nobody knows that more than we do.
Well,
we are
thank
lucky
you
to have you, Joe.
Very, very much.
We are lucky to be had.
We are very lucky to be had. We have a great you know, to be part of such a wonderful family. That ain't too bad. Let me tell you, I'm going to do something here that I don't know whether I should, but I think we have to do what we can do, right?
We have
29 minutes. We have 29 minutes, and I am positive we did this morning. I am positive we can do it again. And this is what we need to do. We're at 205. For all practical purposes, we're at 205. I believe in every part of me, I believe that we can make, to get to the $210,000 point in this fund drive, that we can make $5,376. That's 53 people at $100 each, that we can do that in the next 28 minutes.
People are, they're getting home from school, the kids are on the bus, they're on their way home, maybe you're going to pick them up, maybe you're driving somebody to a soccer game, maybe you're fixing dinner, wherever you are, if you're in your car, if you're in your home, what we're asking you to do now is help us get that $5,000, help us bring this fund drive afternoon to a stellar conclusion, 1-800-323-9262. We will put you on the bus if you want. We will put you on the bus to the Sanity Rally in Washington, D.C., but you're doing it because you're not doing it for bus tickets. You're not doing it for Lemon Lulu, although that stuff is really great. You're doing it because this is your public radio station. This is your community of the mind. 1-800-323-9262. People like Jeffrey and Barbara Gorbity of Brunswick, New York, they say, thanks for telling it like it is. You're their neighbor. They're the people down the street. They're the people you see when you're walking your dog in the dog park. You can, if you've ever sat down at the diner and said to somebody, oh, guess what I heard on NPR today? Well, you know you're one of us, and we're asking for you to come through for us now. We need to replace our antenna. We need to pay for programming. We need to pay salaries. There's so much that you can do to help us meet those bills. Just like every family has their monthly bills, well, we have our electricity bill, we have our water bill, we have to pay for the programming, we have to pay for the salaries, we have to pay for the things that go on the microphones, we have to pay for the headphones, the computer maintenance, all that stuff. And it all adds up, it all costs money, and when we come to you three times a year asking for your help, we really mean it. 1-800-323-9262. Can we get that $5,000 in the next half hour? I don't know.
I bet we can. You know, I believe it. I wouldn't have made that, put it down there if I didn't think we can do it. I believe we can do it because we know that we have wonderful listeners. We know how many people are listening right now. Look, the fact that if you are not supporting Northeast Report, if you're not supporting the wonderful WAMC news team, if you're not supporting this radio station, and you use these things in your lives in some way, shape, or form, these are things that you take from, then you owe it to yourself to give something for them, to realize that they are important and to support them and allow them to grow. That's all we're asking for you, from you right now. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Katrina Phillipson called up and said, you guys are great and is getting the butter crunch and loves when the high school kids are on. We had a wonderful class this morning, which was great. Robin Mooring of Claverick, New York, checked in. WAMC, thank you for being there. Can't live without it. 1-800-323-9262.
Thank you to Kristen Holt Browning of Beacon, New York. Says, thank you so much for going beyond the superficial and the shouting to provide insightful, meaningful news and conversation. You are a lifesaver. And thank you to Jeffrey Gorbity and Barbara Gorbity of Brunswick. I think we already thanked them. Thank you. 1-800-323-9262. In the next half hour, we are trying to raise the $5,000. We're making a dent. 1-800-323-9262, but you're the one who's going to make the difference.
You will make the difference, and all we're asking for you to do is to pick up a phone, go to your computer right now, and make this happen. John and Brenda Elling of Housatonic, Massachusetts, is getting some butter crunch. They've done their part, and we love them. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We have $5,000 we need to raise, and we need to do this in the next 24 minutes. I'm telling you, 24 minutes. Anonymous of Malden Bridge, New York. Too bad I couldn't be the woman in the blue dress. Joe and Selma's description of the butter crunch was phenomenal. 1-800-323-9262. This is what, if we're fired, Selma and I will do for a living. We'll write food descriptions. That's what we'll do.
That's a great idea. I could do that for a living.
Yeah, just write like menu descriptions.
We could do restaurant reviews.
Yep.
You know, we might have to sort of start honing these skills because the way things are going right now, we might be fired.
It could happen any time. Well, you never know what's going to happen, do you? 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. So we have 24 minutes to go, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
Here's how many people are on the phones.
One lone phone. We need 49 people. 49 people. 49 people. $4,900. That's what we need.
And here's where we broadcast. From Montreal, basically, down all the way to Orange County. From Cooperstown and Oneonta in the west, all the way east to Worcester, Massachusetts, and thereabouts. That's a pretty big territory. And if we can't find 49 people in the portions of 7 states that we reach who are ready to take a bite out of this fund drive right now, we're not saying we're going to send you something. We're just appealing to your higher self, to the good angel sitting on your shoulder.
That's right.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. And look, we've been talking, someone mentioned a moment ago, if you want to get in on the rally and go down to Washington for the Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert rally on the 30th of October, we have a wonderful bus trip. We're all going down. It's going to be a big WAMC party. And if you want the complete rally information, if you go to WAMC.org, that is now all posted on the front of the website.
Right.
So everything you need to know and planning your trip, we're going to be talking about this again during the fun drive. So if you want to figure it all out, you can go to the website and all the information is there. So
and we're asking for a pledge of $150.
$150.
Thanks to Rick Campbell of Ghent, New York, 1-800-323-9262.
1-800-323-9262. So if 48 people right now get it, and they will call us up and get us to the $210,000 point in the drive. I believe, Selma, yesterday we were trying to bring it. Where were we trying to bring it? We were trying to bring it to something like the end of the day, I think, at 125 yesterday, I believe. So, but anyway, so look, we're ahead. We're doing all right. But
good.
But we need to.
We can't stay ahead unless all those phones are ringing.
And, well, actually, we're not. Yeah, well, all right. Anyway, so 1-800-323. We still have a lot of money to make. Let's just say that right out. $594,000, actually, is what we need to raise for the rest of this fund drive. But right now, if we can have 48 of you, to all come together, realize the importance of this radio station to you and of this time of day, and say, all right, I want you to get to this important benchmark. We like round numbers here, right?
We do.
That makes us, so when we go in now and he says, how'd you do? We can say, we're up to 210. We don't want to say we're up to 205-196. That's not good.
No.
We gotta go in confidently and say we're up to 210. And we may say that anyway. But right now, we want to make sure that it's true. That's right. We got to say, make sure that it's true. 1-800-323-9262. Now, people are getting it, and we've got phone calls, and that's great. But we need like 45 more of them. We have to have a cacophony of phones going across this room from one side of the room to the other. We have a room filled with volunteers.
Three times around the room will bring us the 45 phone calls we need. Three times around the room. Hearing all those phones ring three times around the room, and we're going to be at our goal of $210,000. 7 states, 20 stations. I mean, that's like 2 people from each station, right?
Right. 400,000 people, and so far 1,613 people have pledged. All right. Now we are out of the butter crunch, and we want to thank Ron and Jackie at Mother Merrick's for their wonderful contributions of both the Lulu and the butter crunch, and for being such wonderful supporters of the radio station. over the years. We thank them very much. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. But look, the important thing right now to realize is that we only have 19 minutes and we need to raise $4,800. And that's a lot of money. No question about it. That's a lot of money and we know it. But we can do it. We wouldn't have made the challenge if we didn't think we could do it. And the reason we think we can do it is because, just for the reasons that Selma mentioned, we have all of these radio stations. You hear them at the top of every hour, and that's just a few of them. That's not all of them. That's a sampling, if you will. Go on the website, you'll see the whole list. 20-some stations. Then you have the fact that we know from numbers 400,000 people are listening to us. 400,000 people listen to this radio station.
Every month.
Every month. 400,000 people listen to this radio station. Okay, where are you now? 1-800-323-9262. We know that the average pledge is $98.37. That's what we know. That's the average. Some people give more, some people give less. If you give us a buck, you're a member. You've done your part. You're part of the family. And that's all we're asking you to do. If you, whatever you can do, whatever your slice of the pie is, that's great. 1-800-323-9262. We know that out of the 400,000 people that listen to us every month, so far, 1,600 people have pledged, which means that there are like 390,000 people who are on the backs of other
way
people.
Way too many people.
That's a lot of people to hold on your back. It makes it rough. 1-800-323-9262. And in the next 18 minutes, if we can't have every single solitary phone ring three times and have whatever you can give us to make this $4,800, we have serious problems. Because we are always just a moment, a step away from going away. We don't have anything else. We're raising the money because we need the money.
We're sort of like a high wire act, and you're sort of like the net. And we're out there flailing around on the really high trapeze, and you're the net. You're the support. You're what keeps us from crashing and burning. 1-800-323-9262. You know, if we succeed, we will succeed together joyously. If we don't make this $5,000, we'll feel badly together. But we think we can do it. We have 16 minutes, and we need 48 people. 48 people at $100 each, or a multiple, or a divisive thereof, to get us to our goal of $210,000. I think we can do it, Joe.
I think we can, too. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262.
Jerome Flax thinks we can do it. He's doing his part.
Susan Mungavin of Wappingers Falls, New York, doing her thing as well. Listens every day to and from work, likes being able to hear about what's happening in the arts in the Hudson Valley. Jeremy Hodelin of Chatham, New York, is going to the Rally to Restore Sanity.
Tell us about the Rally to Restore Sanity.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We have 42. We need 42 people at $100 each. Come on, let's go. 1-800-323-9262. All right, so the Rally to Restore Sanity, and they're going to be talking about this more. Are they doing this again?
I'm not sure.
Okay, all right. So I don't want to usurp, but all right. Wait. Okay. All right. 1-800. But if you want to get on the rally, you can. It's $150 a pledge, and you can find out all about the rally, the John Stewart Colbert Rally at WAMC.org, and I know they'll be talking more about that. All right. But what we need to focus on is the fact that we have 15 minutes, and we need to raise $4,200. Whatever you have, if you have $500, if you have $1,000, now's a great time to do that because that is what we need. 1-800-323-9262. We want to thank Michael and Jane of Poughkeepsie, New York. Listen all the time. Have listened for over 30 years. Can't remember when they didn't hear Alan. He is pretty remarkable. Misses country music on Sunday, 2 p.m. country music on Sunday. That's bluegrass, which is now incorporated into the roundtable on Mondays. We are pleased to report. And they like the opera. And we like you. Thank you very much. 1-800-323-9262.
Oh, And thank you to Judith Vaccaro of Glenville, New York. Request the Joe and Selma Show. Oh, here we go again. This is the Joe and Selma Show. It's the fun drive. Judith loves Wait, Wait. Car Talk, Prairie Home Companion, Will Short's Puzzle on Sunday. Do you scream at the radio?
Yes.
I do, too.
Yes.
Are you faster than most of the contestants?
Sometimes. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. I find myself not, like, completely paying attention.
No.
Like, I'll say something like, Pacific Ocean! And then, you know, they'll find out, like...
No, it has a D in it.
Oh, it's like Charles Dickens or something. I'm like, well, how did I get to that? I'm like, what? 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
Thanks to Kathy Clark of Medusa, likes Medical Monday, the book show, and the balanced news reporting.
Thanks to Anonymous of Clifton Park, New York, likes All Things Considered. Also, thanks to Henry Moeller of Lakeville, Connecticut, pledge and support of Tanglewood, the Opera, and Fresh Air. And Henry, that is great. Very generous, and we thank you very much.
Thanks to Michael Sesserman of Athens, New York. Go WAMC!
Go WAMC, go. 39 people at $100 each. We only have 13 minutes. Hurry, everybody, hurry. Let's go. 1-800-323-9262. 1, 2, 3, 4 phones up. 3 phones up. 1-800-323-9262. 3 phones? Are you kidding me? 1-800-323-9262.
Thanks to Anonymous of Lenox, Massachusetts, longtime member. Very generous. We thank you. Now's a really good time for... those extra
for generosity. Yes. We'll take your generosity now. Thanks to Thomas Warner of Castleton, New York. And we thank you for your generosity. And we know how hard it is. And we really
do
appreciate it.
We really understand. You know, this is not frivolous stuff. This is a huge amount of money.
I have to say the two things about radio that I've learned. One is that you understand how long a minute is.
Yeah.
Like, you know what you can do in a minute.
Oh, you sure do.
If you aren't talking and you are listening to something horrible, a minute is an eternity.
Forever.
That's number one.
A minute is forever.
Number two, when you look and you say that out of $800,000, we only are trying to raise $4,000... there is no only. That is an incredible
amount
of money, and every dollar is like pulling a tooth. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
The name of this place makes me want to go eat there. Just
yeah.
The name.
All right.
Okay, you ready? This is a pledge from Big W's Roadside Barbecue in Pawling, New York, and I cannot tell you how much I would love to go to Big W's Roadside Barbecue right now. And we thank you, and I'm going to go to Pawling and find Big W's Roadside Barbecue. That's my kind of food. Vegetarian? Not me. Thanks to Stacy and Scott of Schenectady, first names only on the air. Well, that's good. And thanks to Sarah of Kingston, New York. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Also, thanks to Linda and Peter of Hudson, New York, in honor of Claverack Free Library and memory of...
Library.
Go libraries. In memory of Joan Steiner, thank you for all you do to support literature and the arts. Anonymous of Lenox, Massachusetts, and also to Thomas Warner of Castleton, New York. Love your station. Listening forever. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. 27 people now at $100 each, and we only have 11 minutes. 27 people. We're almost halfway.
Yeah.
I mean, we started wanting $5,000. So, look, we can do this. We know we can do it, but we only have 11 minutes.
We got to pick up the pace here.
We got 11 minutes. We got to pick it up. Let's go. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
Please let me take it, Joe. 1-800-323-9262. We need 27 people within the sound of our voices, 27 people who have gotten the part that it takes all of us to build this barn together. 1-800-323-9262. Things go so much
there is no one on the phone
when everybody is helping. You know when you have a party and you're left cleaning the kitchen all by yourself, and it's so annoying because everybody else is out there having a really good time.
And you hear them laughing and telling stories.
And you're cleaning the kitchen, and that really is not okay. But when you have a party and half the people in the room get up and help, it goes so much faster. It is so much more fun. We're having this party, and we're asking for you to help. This is the fun drive. This is the party. This is the fun drive. You know, just hand me the plates. I'll put them in the dishwasher. You don't have to do that. You know, I have my way. I have my special way of doing that. 1-800-323-9262.
I appreciate your analogy, but I have to say, being the type of person that I am and medicated for it, I usually like to just go into the kitchen and be alone. I'm doing the dishes.
Is that social anxiety, or is that the part about not wanting anybody else to mess with your dishwasher?
Well, yes.
Because I can relate to both of those.
It's both of those things, yeah.
Thanks to Anonymous of New Paltz. Or New Paltz. Or
1-800-3...
New Paltz.
New Paltzian. 1-800-323...
What is a person from New Paltz?
A New Paltzer?
I don't know. I'm asking. A New Paltzer?
A New Paltzer.
Yeah.
1-800-323-9262. All right, we have 10 minutes left. 1-800-323-9262. We only have two people on the phone. Only two people. And we need to make like $2,500. $2,500, we got 10 minutes. Are you telling me that this is all going to go away? That you are not going to allow this to happen?
Pull over to the side of the road. Come on.
Do
now.
What you can. 1-800-323-9262.
Please call the radio station.
Do what
Mommy.
You should do.
Make those people stop talking, Mommy.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. If all you got to do is make a phone call, if all you have to do is call up and make your pledge, that's all we ask for. They take us up on our offer?
Which one?
No, nothing. 1-800-323-9262. Yeah, that's okay. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Look, 27 people now at $100 each. 27 people. We got $2,700. Whatever you can do. $500,000. We've seen it all this afternoon. And whatever you can do. $5, $10, we don't care. But do your part. We want you to be a part of our family. If you're listening, you are a part of the family, but you're not. You're right. You're not doing the dishes. You're not helping us out. You're not getting in there and sharing in any of this. Because you watch this place grow. Someone's been here a lot longer than I have, but we've both been here a long time.
When I first came here, there was WAMC 90.3 Albany.
Yes.
That was it. WAMC, yeah. 90.3 Albany.
And I think I only had, like, there was here, Great Barrington, and...
No, Canada, Harry, and Kingston came next.
Yeah, and then because I was here, well, it was like my first or second year when Plattsburgh went on the air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then we kind of just went off from there. Yeah, so 1-800-323-9260. But anyway, we've been here a long time. So, you know, we've seen this place grow. And that's what we're asking you to do is make your investment, plant the seeds, and watch this and watch it grow and watch your investment grow and see what we can do. And that's all we're asking.
Think of us as, you know, the potatoes in your garden.
That's right.
Two big potatoes.
Two big potatoes that, you know, in the end you can mash. But right now we need you to let them grow a little while. 1-800-323-9262. 27 people. That's what we need at $100 each.
And we have 7 minutes.
And we have 7 minutes, and we have two people on the telephone. I don't know what to do.
I hope they're really generous people on the telephone.
I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. We've got the rally. You can do that, $150. You can...
get a bobblehead.
Get a bobblehead, and you can get a sweatshirt. You can do all kinds of things. But the most important thing that you can do right now is to help your public radio station. To help WAMC.
Our public radio station.
Pizza Jim called in.
Another nice name.
Pizza Jim Maloney.
Pizza Jim.
North Adams, Massachusetts, checked in. Thank you very much. That's great. 1-800-323-9262. Frederick and Joanne, I believe. Altamont. Checked in. Thank you. We thank you. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. So, right now, we have 6 minutes, and we have $2,400 that we need to raise. $2,400. And there is not...
Oh, one person. Janie's on the phone.
Janie's on the phone.
I'm going to sneeze.
And, okay, you can sneeze. That'll wake people up.
Maybe I'm not going to sneeze. Nope.
All right. Okay.
It was a...
A faux sneeze?
A false alarm sneeze.
All right. 1-800-323-9262. I can't believe we've come this far. We're $2,400 away from the $210,000 mark. And you're going to let that go? Now, everyone isn't going to rush to a phone and help us out in our time of need. In the next 5 minutes, you're not going to come and say, okay, I can help your public radio station?
It's way too early in the phone drive to pull out the magic word.
No, I'm not even ready for that. We can't even think that. No, that's like Thursday. But right now, we just have to look at you and have you hear our voice and say, or look at you if you're watching us, and say, look, we need your help. We're ain't too proud to beg, right? We are at a point in this fund drive where we can, you know, this can go on forever, or we can stay at a steady pace. And right now, we want to get to the $210,000 point to keep us on track and looking good for the rest of the day, and then certainly the rest of the week falls in place. But what we need to do right now is $2,417. Now, we can look at all the other money that we have to make, but that would just be counterproductive.
And depressing.
What we're looking at right now is $2,417. A dear friend once told me, if you just look at it as a $2,417 fund drive,
it has a beginning and a middle and an end. And
that's
we're at
right.
the end now.
And so we are $2,417 away, and that's what we got to do. 1-800-323-9262. But what time is working against us? We only have 4 minutes. And what is just mind-boggling to me is that we read this incredible list of radio stations. We look at the incredible list of people who write to us every single solitary day. Just think of that, Selma. You answer the mail.
I do.
How many letters do you answer in a day?
Many, many letters.
Okay.
I forward them on. I answer the ones I can. I make sure everybody who's supposed to get their letter gets their letter. I'm sort of the WAMC mail carrier. Who will carry the mail?
I'll carry the mail. So would you say 24 people? 24 people?
Oh, at least 24. 24 now, people just, calling on the round table in the morning.
Right. 24 people that would go on the poll question. 24 people that would call Vox Pop. 24 people that will call Victoria and ask a question. And 24 people that we are your radio station, and all we're asking for you is to do something and to help us. 1-800-323-9262.
Laura Keller of Kingston, New York, likes Selma's metaphor about the high wire act. Well, let me tell you, we appreciate that, and we really are
so one of those big poles
out there without a net.
Yeah, just
well,
try
you're
it
the
and
net.
Big.
You're the net. You guys are the net. You are the backbone.
You're the net. We don't know where Frankie is.
The net, Funicello.
Frankie and the net.
Frankie and the net.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. That's sort of my public declaration that obviously we're not going to make it. 1-800-323-9262. But ever hopeful. 24 people at $100 each. We only have 3 minutes to do this in. Come on. Whatever you can do. We've got 2, 3, 4, 5 people on the phone. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. If you got $1,000, you can do $1,200. That's great. That's what I say. We get two people on the phone. One has $1,000, one has $1,200. We're set.
We're set. Or $365, a dollar a day for the best radio station in the country.
Which?
As we have heard so many times this fund.
In installments.
Yeah, chunk it up. That's what we do.
1-800-323-9262. Maya of Slingerlands, New York. Maya Boswell Pink of Slingerlands, New York loves everything.